Hey guys, thanks for swinging by the podcast and checking out this episode. I encourage you to check out previous episodes and follow for future episodes. I'm just sharing stuff about myself, my life, spirituality, energetics, meditation, and emotion, and everything in between. I am an intuitive, empathic, spiritual life coach with a passion for guided meditation and visual journeys. And let's talk about life. Take what resonates, leave what doesn't, and always trust that your free will is your biggest superpower. I am not a medical professional, so please seek a medical professional for anything that medical professionals should deal with. And on to the episode. So, in the last two podcasts, we have had conversations about intentions for the new year. We talked about intentions versus resolution. I offered a few examples 2 weeks ago. Last week, we talked about what it looks like to work with your intention a little bit. And continuing on this journey, I wanted to share my experience. I actually just recorded yesterday. I'm going to hold off sharing this till next week. The notion of meditating with and just receiving and marinating in your intention. Well, I had a really interesting experience within my meditation that I didn't expect to happen. My intention for the year is to receive. When I sat down to do my meditation, it's now almost 12. I didn't get to it in the morning like I wanted to, and my mind is on 5 different places that I have to go and things I have to do. So it was important for me to shift out of that hyper complete all these tasks mode to slow down and receive for a little bit. I thought, oh, I'll just sit down for 5 minutes, sit down and sit with calm music and repeat the word in my mind a few times, and then I can tackle the list of stuff I have to do. Well, I've been here for 20 minutes now, and I ended up in a rather deep meditation. But what happened in the beginning, when I continued to sit with my palms up, allowing the word receive to roll through my mind, I actually found myself confronted with things I didn't want to receive. And it became a reflection on, I get to choose what I receive versus receiving everything all the time. And that felt super empowering. A conflict came up to my mind first thing that has been rolling around a little bit lately. And I said, my affirmation was, I do not receive this conflict. Some thoughts that were self-judging came up. And I said, I do not receive those negative thoughts today. The anxiety in the low level hum of anxiety to get everything done today came up. And I said, I do not receive that anxiety today. Nope, I don't receive it. So it became this awareness. And it was like I was moving the visual, actually, that ended up coming up as I said, I do not receive this. I do not receive this. I do not receive this. The vision that came up was like I'm walking down the path and like these shadowy clouds were coming at me. And I'm like, no. And I pushed them away. And then all of a sudden, what I do want to receive was able to come forward. By me refusing to receive the others, what I did want to receive came in. And I actually ended up in a rather deep, powerful meditation. So a reminder for you as you move along this journey of embracing your intention for 2024 is to sometimes when we marinate in that intention, it's just as much as choosing different as it is choosing what we want. That's not the way I want to say it. It's just as much as witnessing what we don't want from the intention as well as witnessing what we do want. Because there is yin and yang, there is light and dark, there is good and bad. We all know the pressures and the shadow emotions and the struggle that we've experienced over the past few years. Some of that has become familiar, it has become a pattern in our life. And it's going to come up in our meditations. It's going to come up in our intention work. It's going to come up in our day-to-day process when we can slow down and mindfully witness where our energy is at, where our emotions at, where our mental state is at, where our physical state is at. We then get to choose the experiences that support us moving forward. So we get to allow, as we marinate on these intentions and as we work into this energy, we get to choose the experiences. We get to choose what supports us. And it empowers us to move forward versus making us feel trapped. Doesn't that feel amazing? Doesn't that feel empowering? So, again, I would love for you to reach out and tell me what your intention is for the new year. How have you been marinated on it? How have you been working with it? It's funny, when I was sitting with the notion of my intention to receive, and those three different shadowy experiences came up, and I said, no, I don't receive that. I found what I did want to receive came on the heels of trust today. That because those shadowy thoughts, because that conflict and those negative thought patterns and came up in my mind and were present in my body, that in order to receive what I did want, it required a little trust today that I still get to receive that. That I get to have the choice. And I had to trust, you know what? I get to trust that this will happen and that the existing shadowy thoughts don't have to happen. So there's helpful hands and helpful energies and emotions that come up to connect us with our intention for 2024. And I hope that you're receiving this well. Just putting myself out there. If you would like to work deeper on your intention for 2024, if you need help recognizing some of the emotions or patterns that might be standing in your way of your intention, or if you need help cultivating a personal experience with visualizing your intention deeper, I'm here to help. And I would love to know what you guys would like to see on the podcast through this year, through this next couple of months. What are you interested in experiencing on this podcast? What do you want to talk about? What do you want more of? We did some visual journeys last year. We did some meditation journeys last year. Do you want more of that? Do we want more intuitive insights? Do we want more conversations about emotional patterns and how to work through them? Do we want more spiritual conversations? Do you want to hear some of my experiences with dipping my toe in the paranormal world a little bit? I would love to know what you guys would like to hear on the podcast. So send me a message. If you're listening on Spotify, there's a question underneath each episode. You can reply to that question. You can also go to my website, and there's a form on the homepage of my website that says how you can work with me. And there's a little form you can fill out. You can enter your stuff there, and it'll email it right to me. You can find my email contact information on my profile, my link profile, which I will share in the contents of this podcast, or you can connect with me on social media. I look forward to hearing from you. I'm grateful for you listening, and you get to celebrate your uniquely beautiful self. Hey guys, I just wanted to leave this last little note that I just launched a sale on all of my intention jewelry on the website.
So if you go to the website and you click on the Intention Shop and you use the code capital N, capital Y, 15 on your order, you receive 15% off of all the pieces in the shop that you purchase. So head on over, check it out, and let me know what you choose.